Man, I like to have a Kevin Johnson on the show tonight. He's good.
He is really good. And he didn't break the frame, by the way, for those of you that were wondering. I thought it was really funny as he was walking off. He said, thanks for the frame, but can I get the pictures off of this frame? So I have a feeling that Instagram is going to be pretty populated.
It will be. And, you know, I love it when you have these players come in. I've been here for a long time, as you know. You know, a very long time,
maybe,
like
2002.
But when you have players who have great families like that, and they travel around with the team, his mom, his dad, his sister really can't do much of the traveling because she's a Baltimore Ravens cheerleader. But I love that stuff. I just love that. They kind of soak into the Texans nation, if you will.
I think I've seen his sister. I saw her at Richmond during training camp.
Yeah,
I saw her
in
Cincinnati because it was the Monday night game.
Right.
So I think she still tries to come when she
can.
That's
awesome, though, that they're traveling around doing that.
Well, and, you know, I think that's funny in the locker room. They always have these games and stuff that the players do, and he's always involved. It doesn't matter if it's the O-linemen, if it's the DBs, if it's JJ. Kevin Johnson is always in the mix, and I've seen that unfold as the season's gone on. He gets along with everybody really well.
Well, he'll be in the mix tomorrow because it's the Buffalo Bills. Now, when this one showed up on the schedule, you wondered, okay, Buffalo in December. That is going to be nasty. It's not frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, but it's Western New York in December. That could be really bad.
We were, when the schedule came out earlier this spring, that was the game that we all pointed at and said, oh, this could be really scary, Buffalo in December. And it's, I think right now it's going to be in the high 40s, low 50s. That could change, of course, but they're having an unseasonably warm winter right now.
Yeah. Are you disappointed?
Yeah. I mean, I thought Cleveland was so much fun last year with the flurries.
You know, but it's all about the
about
players,
all
though,
week.
Right? Look, I mean, seriously, it's about the players. They want it to be nice.
They win in cold weather games,
yeah,
Mark.
They do.
You've
they
seen
do.
The history yourself.
They
Green
do.
Bay.
You know my theory is on
Chicago.
That, why the Texans have been so good in cold weather games, because they kind of gear up for it. It doesn't happen that often. So when it does, you're all prepared for it. But look, tomorrow supposed to be nicer. I don't care. It'll be great.
That's okay. That's okay. These guys just want to win games. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's 50, if it's 150, they just want to win games. And hopefully this winning streak continues. When I look at highlights from Buffalo last year, how exciting was that?
Oh, the one here. J.J. Watt with the pick six. Or E.J. Manuel. Love to see him play tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. All right. So they want to make winning. Winning's part of the routine now. What about workout routine?
We could change our routine. And
no, I don't want to change the winning routine.
You don't want to change the winning routine. You may want to change your workout routine.
Yes.
Craig Fitzgerald, head strength and conditioning coach, says that might be something you might want to think about on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, how often should someone change their workout routine? Sometimes you get into a routine that you really like and it's working for you, but how often should we be mixing things up?
Well, let's think about training as transformation. So it takes 3 months for transformation. So whatever your goal is, 3 months is where you can really stop and look back and say, hey, I've made some really good gains, whatever I wanted to accomplish here. Within those 3 months, there, you know, each month you should throw new wrinkles in. So, you know, if you're bench pressing, you know, month one, maybe month two, you throw chains on the bench press. Maybe month three, it becomes a dumbbell bench press. But you still keep the bench press going for 3 months so you can see how many gains and strides you've made in that time period.
Houston area schools have healthy breakfast available every morning. Get more details from your school.
You know what's even more important than that? Starting a workout routine.
Your change is going to be to start
doing one. Work out. You know what I'm saying?
Is that your New Year's resolution
year? I do push-ups and sit-ups every morning. That's what I do.
But you do a little bit of basketball,
and
too.
And I do basketball 2-3 times a week, all right? Keeps
you
me
do?
Young. Yes.
When do you have time for that?
Or 6 o'clock
you
in the morning with the old guys. Yes.
I was like, where do you find basketball players?
You know, it's the AARP league, and it's really good. Speaking of leagues, how's your fantasy football league team doing? I bet it stinks. You know what? You need help? John Harris can do that for you.
Hey everybody, it's FanDuel Formula time. Whether your fantasy football team is headed for the playoffs or you're just playing daily fantasy at FanDuel, I got 3 running backs to add to your roster. So let's start in New England with LeGarrette Blount. Yeah, the Patriots got beat by the Broncos, so I can pretty much guarantee with no wide receivers healthy, they're going to run the football. That means a lot of Blount, and at $6,900, that's pretty good value against the Eagles. The Eagles can't stop anybody. Let's hop to Kansas City, where Spencer Ware has taken over, a former LSU star, as the key guy in Kansas City. This guy's a pretty sneaky pickup, and at $6,500, relatively inexpensive, taking on Oakland this week. And the last one, a guy the Texans held in check, Chris Ivory. Look for him to explode. It's not really a road game, He's playing the Giants, so they're staying in the home stadium. I think Ivory could have a really big ball game. That's $7,100, pretty good value. There are three running backs to use for FanDuel or for your fantasy football playoffs.
Did he pick a Patriot? Johnny, come on. I know it might make sense from a fantasy standpoint. I can't root for a Patriot under any circumstances whatsoever
this
unless they're
week,
playing the Colts.
I think he said this week is okay. Next week,
well,
different
definitely
story.
Definitely not next week. My gosh, okay. Thank goodness he didn't pick any Bills.
Prime time. I know Bill O'Brien doesn't want to talk about the Patriots.
He picked the Chiefs, too. I need the Chiefs to lose to the Raiders, all right? I'm in this playoff
thing here. I
think
that's how fantasy works, Mark. You got to separate your emotions from it.
All right, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Kevin Johnson. Go Texans!